stopping is a fire truck.
Baby, I told you that it was fire.
Hurry up, we gotta go.
You guys, there's a fire literally right next to our house.
Yeah, it's right there. There is so much smoke around.
Let me show you guys. Look how orange it looks right now. The fire is coming from this side.
Oh my God, and there are so many ashes falling down right now from this side.
About 10 minutes ago, we got a warning that we might have to evacuate.
Flames burned intensely Tuesday night as winds shifted hour by hour.
We need to pray. This is too close to our house.
Oh my gosh, you guys, look. It's getting worse. I don't know if you guys can see it through my camera, but the smoke is coming closer and closer to us. This is the blue sky, how it's supposed to look. It looked right behind me. As you guys can tell, it's super cloudy, and it's even orange.
I'm so nervous, babe. What are we gonna do?
I was hoping we wouldn't have to evacuate our house soon, but it seemed like we might have to because the fires were getting closer to the house. If we get a mandatory evacuation alert, we still have to wait for Farah because our son Farah is not home from school yet.
Mm-hmm.
Our two little other kids are home.
Oh, I can't believe this is happening again.
You guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but about a year ago, there was a fire next to our house. It didn't get all the way to our house, but it got close.
No, let me tell you something. This one is way closer.
And shortly after, we got some bad news.
Okay.
Hey, relax.
Can you hear me?
Relax.
Okay, thank you.
Who's that?
Okay, so they closed the gates of the community, all right? So Farah cannot come up. They don't let anyone come besides the fire department and ambulance.
All right, you guys, that's bad news. Farah's at school right now. Someone wants to go pick him up and bring him back home, and it seems like it's going to be hard for him to get back.
And if they won't let our oldest son come back home, then we might have to evacuate without him.
I'm so nervous, babe. We literally have three kids. What are we going to do?
All right. In case Farah cannot come back in the community and we have to evacuate, we'll get our stuff ready, we'll get the kids ready, and we'll meet Farah somewhere else down the hill.
All right. Let's do it.
It's times like these where we have to stay strong.
Wait, do you hear that?
Yeah.
The firefighters are coming.
Firefighters.
Wait, that means the fire might be getting close.
Oh my goodness. You can see more ashes right now. You can hear the firefighters coming in the community.
It's even starting to cover the car.
Oh yeah, right here. Come, come.
This is a better visual to see how much ashes are coming down.
More ashes were falling from the sky, meaning that the fires were getting closer to our home.
880 firefighters have now arrived tasked with protecting homes and keeping the fire from spreading.
Baby, come. I hear helicopters. That way. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I hear the helicopters. They're probably coming by to drop water.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, call Farah. We're going to check up on our son Farah. He's supposed to be on the way home.
Oh, my God. He's not picking up. What are we going to do? He needs to come to the house.
Yo, you guys hear that? The sirens. Those are the sirens. All right, we got to evacuate ASAP.
It's circle.
They're literally outside. Sheriffs have arrived, and I think they're making everyone evacuate.
Baby, I told you that it was bad.
All right, we gotta go. Gucci, come on. Come on, get your stuff, Gucci. We gotta go. Come inside, Baba. Come inside. The sheriffs are in the community. They got their sirens on, and they're telling all of us that we gotta leave now. The only problem is Farah has not arrived home yet. They haven't let him in the community yet. It's okay, Baba. It's okay, Baba. Stay right here. Stay right here. We're gonna take good care of you, okay? We're gonna bring you with us. Yo, this is crazy. Do y'all see the fires?
Oh my goodness.
700 plus acres. It's called a Sandy Fire, you guys.
This is a big fire.
I really hope everyone there is safe.
Is it really big on?
Yeah, the fire's gonna go away, you guys, okay?
Yeah, Baba.
Everything's gonna be okay.
No, Baba. It's okay. Firefighters are working right now. They're gonna put out the fire, Baba. No.
It's okay, guys. Milan, fires happen, and that's why we have firefighters.
Yeah, they're fighting for us right now.
Remember, they're strong and they're brave, and this is how they help us.
Yeah, they're putting out the fire. Look.
They're literally putting out the fires right now as we speak, as you guys can see. Oh, my God. This is spreading quick.
It's so big. It's spreading out so quick.
You guys, everyone at home is nervous. I'm just waiting for our son Farah to get back home safely so we can all evacuate together.
And then we got the evacuation order.
As you guys can see, it says evacuation ordered.
Babe.
Is that your phone?
Yes. We're getting an alert.
You guys, I just got a warning from the community. It says Ventura County fire trucks are now officially in our community and they're staging. They're going to be sharing with us all updates.
Okay, so I'm going to go shower them and get them ready, okay, Baba? No, don't cry anymore.
The two kids, we're going to go get ready to evacuate, but we're still waiting for our oldest son to make it back home so we can evacuate together.
Babe, I think I'm going to go up the hill that's next to us so I can get a better view of the fire and see if it's coming closer and closer to us.
Babe, are you sure? Do you think that that's safe?
I'll be back quick. Just stay here, yeah?
Okay.
Just start packing.
Start packing and stay with the kids.
You guys, I think I see it getting closer to us.
You guys, I'm about to hop in the car. I'm going to go to the highest mountain in our community, and I'm going to see how bad this fire is. Look, you guys, look.
Crazy. This is all ashes right there.
Hopefully the fire doesn't get worse.
Oh my gosh. It is so gloomy up in the skies, you guys.
I'm heading to the highest mountain. It's literally like 2 blocks away from us. And then I'm going to get out the car, and we're going to see how bad this fire is.
He's safe.
Look at this guy. He's getting his hose.
Is everything okay?
Fireman.
You're a fireman? You're getting the hose ready? All right. You got this, man. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
I just pulled up to the mountain. Let's check this out. You guys, I just got to the top of the mountain, and it's so hazy. I've honestly never seen it like this before. I'm just trying to figure out which way the fire is coming from.
And 15 minutes later, our son, Farhan, called us back.
It's Farhan. It's Farhan.
Pick up.
Farhan?
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
I'm coming right now. I'm coming home. I don't know if they're going to let me in.
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna let you in. We have a warning of evacuation and I think that we need to leave right now.
All of my friends already evacuated. I don't know what to do.
Wait, your friends left already?
Yes.
Farhan, just come back home. We'll evacuate together. Just come back home.
Yeah, we're gonna start packing.
I don't know if they're gonna let me in, but I'm gonna come.
Okay.
I'm coming back right now.
Okay, we're gonna start packing right now, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully they let Farhan back inside the community so we can all evacuate together.
Let's start packing right now, babe. Let's go.
You guys, Farhan just arrived. Farhan, you okay?
Bro, they barely let us in. Like, they said they only let us in because we were residents and we have to go up, grab our stuff, and leave.
Wait, they told you that?
Yeah, they told me to tell you guys that we have to evacuate. All of my friends, they're gone. Like,
okay.
They all evacuated. Like, we actually have to go. I gotta go pack my things.
Okay, I've been telling you that we need to evacuate.
Okay, well, now that he's here, let's all get ready and go.
Let's go.
So where are we gonna go?
I have no idea. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Farhan, you gotta pack quick, all right?
All right, I will. Do you think we're gonna be all right?
We gotta be good, man. We gotta be good. Go.
During these difficult times, I was just trying to keep everyone's spirits up.
Everyone, pack!
You want me to grab my bag? That one right there.
Yo, lights are off. Lights are off. Babe!
There's no power!
There's no power.
Oh, we gotta get the bag.
You guys, there's no power. All right, grab the bag. All right, that's one bag. Grab the bag. Hold on. All right, we got the luggages.
I gotta go pack. I gotta go pack. How many days are we gonna be gone for?
I don't know. I'm not sure how long this is gonna be for. All right, just pack all your stuff.
Look outside, you can barely see.
You guys, look at this. It's hard to tell from my camera, but look at this. That is all smoke around us. You know what to bring, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna just bring a couple shirts. Bro, do you remember this happened to us last year and it was really scary? I mean, what if it's even worse now?
Just think positive, right?
Alright.
Everything's gonna be okay as long as we stick together as a family, alright?
Alright. Let's go.
We're gonna be alright, alright?
I could tell that Farhan was starting to get more worried about the fires.
Bro, we have to take all of the cars out.
We're not gonna take all the cars.
Bro, what are you talking about? Yes, we are.
Bro, the most important thing is not the cars, it's our safety. That's it.
We have to bring all of the cars.
We're gonna take one car as a family, and everything else stays behind.
The Sandy Fire has now grown to a 1,698 acres so far.
Come on, we gotta go! Let's pack. Let's go, guys. All your stuff in the luggage. All right, you guys. We gotta pack for the kids.
Are we going to a hotel for one day?
I don't know where we're going yet, okay? We just gotta pack right now, okay?
Why, Daddy?
Because. Let's go. We gotta go quick. Quick. All right, you guys. I'm gonna start packing. This is crazy. 500 firefighters battling Sandy Fire. 0% containment.
Bro, 0% containment? That means it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get bigger. Are we taking Gucci?
Of course we're taking Gucci. Go, get ready.
Gucci, we would never leave you. I love you.
Hey, we gotta get Gucci's treats, and we gotta get his food. We have to pack all his stuff, yeah?
Okay.
We had to hurry up and evacuate in case the fires reached our home.
Bring your luggage down, Milan. Bring it. Come.
Daddy's gonna help you.
Are we gonna be okay?
Of course we're gonna be okay. Give me a hug. I love you. It's gonna be okay.
I was trying to keep the kids calm, but the situation got worse and my wife started to panic.
Go, get your stuff too. Get your stuff too. Go,
okay,
go.
Okay.
Babe, don't overpack your stuff. Just go quick.
Okay.
Okay, this ain't the moment to overpack. Go.
Veron,
are you done?
No, no, I still need to grab more stuff. I'm not done.
Bro, don't bring all your stuff, man. Don't overdo it.
Let's go.
We gotta go.
Let's go.
Zip it up. Zip up your bag. Bro, you brought too much stuff.
Bro, it's fine. I have a lot of stuff because we don't know how long the fire's going to last. What if it lasts a long time?
Daddy, can you help me?
Yeah, I got you.
Let's go, guys.
We got to hurry up.
You guys, I just booked an Airbnb. We're going to head there right now, and hopefully it's safe over there.
I'm ready.
It was just a year and a half ago this happened to us.
There's a brand new fire right here, right next to us, like 5 minutes away from us that just started.
The fire's literally right there. This is a new one.
Here we are again. Oh, we gotta hurry up and pack. All right, we're gonna share this together, you and I, okay?
I don't wanna leave my house, babe. I don't wanna leave my house.
Babe, I know it's uncomfortable to leave right now, but we're doing what's best for the family, okay? I love you.
With the fires, the power outage, and everything happening so fast, the stress was becoming overwhelming.
Let's go!
I'm coming! Let's go, come on!
Our whole family was in the car and ready to evacuate.
All right, you guys, we're taking off right now. The whole family's inside the car. They're making us evacuate, so we're leaving.
Are we going to be able to come back to our home tomorrow?
I don't know. They got to let us know if we're okay to come back.
So right now, we are going to an Airbnb. Hopefully, that place, we're going to be safe. Everything is going to be safe out there. And hopefully, tomorrow, we can come back home. Let's stay positive, okay?
All right, we're on the road right now. We're going to let you guys know if we see any fires. All the lights are off in the community.
Everybody literally evacuated. There's no lights anywhere. This is insane.
Oh, there's sheriffs right there. I'm going to ask them if everything's okay.
How you doing?
Officer, do you know if we have to evacuate?
We're probably going to everybody's house right now, asking everybody to leave.
Okay.
But we're all here. All
right, we're going to take off. Thank you for your help, man.
I would, because the wind changed. It's coming eastbound.
Oh, it's coming this way?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, thank you for your help. Appreciate you guys.
You guys have a good night. Thank you so much for everything.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, so the sheriffs just told us that they're going to everybody's house one by one and telling everybody to evacuate and go to safety.
Oh, my God. Look, another warning. What does it say?
LAFD evacuation warning for Sandy Fire. Prepare to evacuate by gathering supplies, pets, and loved ones.
Yo, what is that?
Wait a minute. That's a roadblock. They blocked our community, you guys.
So nobody can get in.
Hey, guys, we're leaving the community. Do you know when we're able to come back?
You can go in to get more belongings if you need to for evacuation, but you can't stay in there.
We can't stay in there?
Because it's mandatory evacuation.
Mandatory evacuation? Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Guys, the cops just pulled down the whole street that leads us to our community.
Stay optimistic. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we can return tomorrow. Right now, let's go to the Airbnb. We'll check out the Airbnb, and we'll try to come back home tomorrow morning.
The Sandy Fire has now burned nearly 1,400 acres.
All right, you guys, we just got to the Airbnb. We're going to all go inside and unpack. I'm also going to call the community back home and make sure everything is safe. You guys ready to go inside?
I'm honestly just nervous because I left so many things at the house.
I know. We're nervous, but everything is going to be okay.
Let's just go inside. We got each other, and that's all that matters, all right?
All right, let's go.
Cool. Let's go.
Turn the lights.
All you guys, let's all get a bedroom. All right, let's find out who's going to sleep where.
I don't know how long we're going to stay here for, but let's make the best out of it. You want to see your bedroom?
Yeah.
Babe, after we put the kids to sleep, I'm going to call the community, and I'm going to see how many days until we can go back home.
Okay.
Yeah? All right, everyone, up. We're all going to sleep upstairs right next to each other. There's a bedroom here. Mila, you want to sleep with your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, you guys just sleep together. Everyone, go to your rooms. It's getting late. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to go back to our home.
I just feel so weird here thinking that something is going on at home. Can we just please call the community and make sure that everything is okay at least?
So I'm going to call the community right now.
and make sure everything's okay back home. Do you happen to know when we're able to come back to our homes?
At this current time, we're uncertain, but it looks like tomorrow should be okay for a full return.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Honestly, what happened today was unexpected, but what matters the most is that we're here together as a family. We're safe and sound, and we're making the best out of the situation. To anyone affected by the fires, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. Stay safe.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
Hey guys, so we're currently evacuated from our home right now. As you guys can see, we're in a hotel room. That's our son, Foran, right there. The other kids and grandma are in a different room. And if you guys didn't see what happened in the last video, pretty much the Palisades fire started spreading, and Andre and I got nervous, so we went to go pick up the kids from school. We brought them home, and we all started to pack just in case of an emergency.
And the very next day, we were at home. We were super nervous of what was going to happen. I went to the backyard, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was shocking. I saw a new fire that broke out right next to our house.
It was so surreal, you guys.
I panic. I got very nervous. So that fire that broke out next to our house was called the Cannon Fire. And this is basically what happened.
There's a brand new fire right here, right next to us, like 5 minutes away from us that just started.
This is crazy. The fire's literally right there. This is a new one.
Yo, I just got an Amber Alert. It says we have to evacuate.
All right. That's our warning. That's for us. So I think we gotta go, you guys.
I think that we should go right now, babe.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go.
The whole family's in the car right now. We're about to take off.
Hey, Faran. How you holding up?
I'm alright, bro. I feel really sad for everybody. Like, everybody, all those families that are going through a lot. They lost their homes. I feel really bad for the animals that are being misplaced. They're just running on the streets. They have nowhere to go. I feel super sorry for them. I have friends that personally had to evacuate, and it's just really sad that everything is going on. It's really heartbreaking.
I have an idea. Since the evacuation orders were removed in our area, I think we should go back home and check on the house, because I left the gate open in case any firefighters have to come in, and also turn off all the power because of fire hazards.
No, babe. No. I don't think that is a good idea to go back. I think that we need to stay here for one more day and see what's going to happen. I don't think that is a good idea to go back. I'm so stressed out.
Okay. It's fine.
All right. So.
Relax. Andrea hasn't been sleeping. She's been worried about everyone that's lost their homes. She's been feeling bad for all the animals. Everyone that's had to evacuate. She's just...
It's so devastating what's happening right now. I can't process it.
So we decided to take a minute to calm down and check on the fires.
This is the Palisades fire. This is the biggest one. And the Kenneth fire that it was next to our house
was right there,
in this area.
I think it's contained.
In this area. It's contained, so that's why it's not here anymore.
Okay, here's what I think we should do. You and I should go back to the house. Let's leave the kids here in the
hotel. No.
Huh?
I'm coming with you.
Huh?
I'm coming with you guys.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Your mom and I can go check the house and we'll come back.
No, I'm going to come with you guys.
All right, so we leave the two little kids right here with my mom. We just go home and make sure that everything is okay.
Yeah, let's go check up on the kids first.
All right.
And your mom.
Let's go.
All right, you guys, we're in the hallway right now. We're heading to our kids' rooms. The reason they're not next to us is because the hotels are so booked. They're, like, sold out, and it was hard to get a room together, so we're going up to the next floor.
I really feel so bad for my mom. This is the first time that she's experiencing fires like this.
She's so anxious.
She's so anxious. She's stressed out, and she's so nervous.
Grandma, we're here.
Hi, Baba.
Hi, Mila. Hi, Blue. Hi, Grandma. How are you?
Muy congestionada. No sé qué hacemos los niños.
No, está bien, Mama. She said that she's very nervous, that she doesn't know what's going to happen. What should we do with the kids?
Grandma, we need you to stay here in the hotel and take care of the kids. We're going to go back to our house and make sure everything's okay.
So, Mami, vamos a ir a la casa. vamos a asesorarnos que todo esté seguro. Vamos a dejar los niños aquí y después regresamos por ellos.
¿Y pero cuánto tiempo se van a demorar en eso? Porque es que los niños están
también.
Take them downstairs, let them play, get them snacks, they'll be okay. We just want to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
As you guys can see right here, we packed canned foods, we got chips, we got cereal, we got snacks, we got fruits, we got vegetables, and everything that the kids need. Milan, Daddy's gonna come back, okay? You stay at the hotel and have fun, okay? Blue, Mommy and Daddy are gonna come back later.
Kitty.
Oh, hello, Kitty. I know, it's so cute. Mommy and Daddy will be back, okay, Blue?
Okay.
Okay? All right, you guys. We're in the car. We're gonna head home. We don't know if there's gonna be any roadblocks. If we see anything important, we'll make sure to show it to you guys. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, you guys, so Andrea got this devastating call right now about one of her friends. It's truly sad what happened.
So, yeah, I got a phone call from one of my closest friends. Her childhood home, the home that she grew up, got burned. I'm just feeling so bad, feeling so devastated. Even her son is a good friend of Farhan, and I just see what happened to her. It's just devastating.
Yo, Farhan, remember Johnny?
I do. He was the one that introduced me before, and we were good friends.
Yeah. All right, you guys, I think we're going to take a quick detour. Go see Perla, see how we can help her out.
Let's go meet her and show her some support.
The best thing about having this channel and this reach is to be able to spread awareness so everyone around the world can see what's really going on here. It's a serious matter, and we just want to help out in any way. I just want to say something. The last video, we left the link for you guys to donate to the firefighters, and I just want to say, that has raised over $1.7 million so far to help out the people in need. So I want to say thank you guys so much for participating. And if you haven't participated yet, the link will be in the description if you guys want to help out. You guys are truly amazing.
All right, guys, we're exiting right now.
We're officially in Altadena.
All right, so we're going to meet Perla somewhere close to where her house was. And we're going to support her. We're going to show her love. And we're going to do what we can to help her out. We're getting closer to the area. I don't know if you guys can tell, but if you look at that mountain right there, you can see that pink color, and that's what the airplanes were dropping to prevent more fires from happening.
The fire retardant.
Oh my God, all of these streets are closed off. Oh, that's the National Guard right there.
This was somebody's home. This is someone's memories. This is so sad.
Everything that they had just burned out. This is, oh my God, this is too much.
There's a house right there that got burned down too.
Oh my God, look at it. It's completely burned.
We were trying to get to our friend's home, but we realized we couldn't get there because of this. All right, that's the street we're supposed to go up on. I don't think we're allowed to go in there. Hey, boss.
Hold on, sir.
How are you?
Doing good, sir.
Thank you for everything that you guys do, man.
Hey, thank you.
Are we allowed to go up the street?
You're not allowing anyone to go up because they want to lock everything down, make sure it's safe for you guys to go up there.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your help.
Yeah,
thank you for everything.
Thank you, guys.
Where have I seen you?
Huh?
You do social media. Have I seen you somewhere?
Yeah, we're on YouTube, the Royalty Family.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Can I get a picture of you?
Huh? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was wondering, where have I seen you guys before?
Say hi to everyone.
Hey, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hey, man. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do, honestly. Hey,
of course.
We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Hey, subscribe to these guys.
Let's go. Hey. All right, man. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Special thanks to all the law enforcement that protect these people's homes during these tough times.
Hi guys, that was crazy. The National Guard recognized us. We were trying to go up that street so we could meet her friend Perla, but now we're gonna have to take a detour.
Right here.
Just pull over. I think you should call her and see where we can meet her.
Okay.
All right, you guys. So we just parked. We're about to meet Andrea's friend outside and talk to her and see how she's doing.
Are you guys ready?
Let's go support her.
All right.
Yeah?
Let's go
help her out. As we were waiting for Andrea's friend to arrive, it was heartbreaking to see the destruction of the fires up close. As you guys can see, people left right away, and they left their cars right there. They just took whatever they can and left. All of these used to be homes, you guys. And if you guys look closely, there's a lot of homes that go further that way that were taken out too.
Yeah, and the only things that are standing up right now are the fireplaces. So you can see one fireplace right there, the other house were there, and there was another house right there, and all of them are gone.
Guys, it's one thing to see this on the news, but once you hear it, it just hits you different. It's heartbreaking. If you guys can see right there, those vehicles right there, those are the National Guard military vehicles, and they're pretty much all over the whole city. None of us had access to get to Perla's house, so we had to meet her on the street.
I'm so sorry for what happened to you.
How are you?
How are you?
Johnny. Johnny's good. Parents are good. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they made it. You know, they made it out.
Mm-hmm.
They live up the street.
This was Perla's childhood home. And this is what it looks like after the devastating wildfires.
So did they took something with them? Like, how was it?
Nothing. It just happened really, really fast. 3 a.m. and they just left. They left their cars behind. And
so they left their cars behind, their clothes, everything. They couldn't take anything
with them? Nothing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thankfully, you know, community has been helping out. Pasadena has been getting together along with Altadena. A lot of donations, a lot of support. Very happy that they're very supportive. And thankfully, my parents are doing well. And the most sad thing is, like, you know, if we lost all the memories, our childhood pictures, all the memories are gone. And that's what, you know, it's really devastating.
But yeah, we're here to help you, whatever you need.
This is just one of the thousands of people affected by the fire in Altadena. So we're putting a link in the description below if you'd like to join us in supporting and donating to this amazing community.
I watch you for this all the time.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. You guys have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Stay positive. Stay positive.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to head back home to make sure our house is safe. And then we're going to head back to the hotel and bring the kids home.
Hold on, can I say something?
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to say I'm praying for everybody who's been affected by the fires, honestly. Coming out here and seeing it in real life is just super devastating. It's really sad, and I just want to say God bless everybody. We love you guys.
All right, you guys, we're pulling up to our house. Jeez, look at these trees.
Look at the trees.
These winds were crazy. So the gate is open, like I told you guys, in case any firefighters had to come in.
Wait, what? Look at all the trash cans. They flew away.
Be careful.
The rug flew away, too.
Yeah, that's our rug right there. Just park right here.
I think we should go check the backyard and see if we can see some smoke from there.
Yeah, last time we were here, we saw two fires, right?
Yeah, two
and there was a lot of smoke. Oh, my God. These winds were strong. Andrea, look at your olive tree.
Oh, no. It broke completely.
We'll
the winds
that.
Are very strong.
Oh, no.
No light.
There's no light. The power's off. I'll just go outside and see if there's any more smoke. It feels so weird to be back home.
It's so weird.
Everything is all over the place. Yo, look at this. Oh my gosh, bro. Help me move this real quick. Let's move it this way. Lift it up, lift it up. Yo, these winds were no joke.
As the night wore on, hurricane-force winds reached upwards of 75, even 100 miles per hour.
All right, you guys, so last time the smoke from the Palisades fire was right there, and then the Kenneth fire, let me show them. Let's show them where the Kenneth fire was. All right.
Super close.
That was the reason we evacuated, and we got those amber alerts.
It was right there, right over that mountain.
I don't know if you guys remember the last video, there was a lot of smoke right there from the fire. It looks like it's 100% contained.
Yeah, there is no more smoke.
It's such a weird feeling.
I know.
It looks like everything is quiet, everything is empty, there are not too many people in the streets. It's just like a weird feeling.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
What you doing?
Checking out the fire to see how everything is going.
So what do you think? Should we bring the kids back from the hotel and bring them here?
Yeah, I think that we don't see more smoke outside. We have electricity. It's not as windy as before. I think that we're good. We're safe. And I think that they're missing their house.
Yeah?
Yeah, what do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it?
Yeah. Honestly, you guys, we're so lucky and fortunate to even have a home to go to. There's a lot of people out there that lost their homes due to these devastating wildfires, which is why We're going to leave some links below where we're going to donate to certain foundations to help out. And if you guys can help out as well, that would be truly amazing.
By the way, guys, I wanted to talk about people that have been asking about our daughter Blue's second birthday, and we were going to throw a beautiful party for her. Unfortunately, we have to cancel because we just don't feel good. We don't feel that is the right moment to throw a party. So right now, there are more important things to focus on, like helping out people in need.
Exactly. Speaking about the kids, aren't we going to go pick them up?
Let's do it.
But first, I think we should stop by the grocery store, get water, get drinks, get snacks, and get food, and give it to the firefighters as a thank you.
Sounds good.
Shout out to all the firefighters out there, paramedics, first responders. Thank you guys for everything that you do. Stay royalty, stay safe.
We out. Peace.
You guys, last night, somebody stole our dog, Gucci, from our house. And we are going to figure out who it was.
So we had some people over our house last night for a party. And after everyone left, someone came back shortly after and stole our dog.
And I know it was one of the people that came over last night. So we brought all the suspects back to the house so we can investigate them to find out who stole my dog.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. All right, stop. After everybody left last night, somebody came back and stole my dog, Gucci.
And we know that one of you guys took our dog.
Wait. Karan, why would I steal my own dog? I'm part of the family. Doesn't make sense. And why am I a suspect and not your dad?
Well, the moment that Gucci got taken, I was in the movie theater watching a movie with my dad.
So?
And why were you out so late last night?
I went to buy groceries.
In the middle of the night? Go back.
I'm sorry. I don't even understand why I'm here. Why would I even ever steal Gucci? What reason do I have?
Well, why would you take a picture with Gucci and post it on your social media? Don't you think that, like, you're a little bit obsessed?
Get back. Honestly, I don't think it's her. I know exactly who it is.
Who is it?
It's Aaron.
What?
Me? Why would it be me?
I have evidence. Last night, I saw him suspiciously leave the group and take a mysterious phone call.
And I think that's just very sus.
Who are you talking to?
Well, my car was in the shop, and then they changed the brakes, and then that the oil changed.
Wait.
If anything, it was Grandma.
No. Yo no me robé a Gucci.
She said she didn't take Gucci. Why are you accusing her?
Oh, because late night in the pantry, I saw you putting dog treats in your purse.
Hold on.
We don't know if it's true.
We'll see if that's true. How about we check her purse?
All right, check her purse.
All right.
Grandma, do you have dog treats in your purse?
Wow.
All right, everyone, calm down. For Ron and I, we're gonna go watch security cameras and we're gonna see what really happened last night. You guys stay put. Let's go.
So we have security camera footage of the thief taking our dog and we're gonna watch it to figure out who it is.
Oh, there's the thief right there.
Oh, they're dressed in black.
Wait, what are they doing? They're trying to open the side door,
but it's locked. So how are they gonna get in?
I have no idea.
Okay, wait. Why is nobody accusing the security guard? He probably knows the ins and outs of this entire house. That is true.
No way. They're trying to hop the gate?
Oh my goodness.
That's gonna be impossible.
I don't think they can do it.
Oh. Yes,
look, they're too short. They can't do it. Wait, so if the thief can't hop our gate, how did they end up getting inside our house?
I don't know. We're going to find out. But first, I know how to test the suspects to see who could possibly be the thief.
This is such a waste of time. It's obviously from us, Grandma, because she had the treats in her purse.
All right. After reviewing some of the security cam footage, we have our first test to prove your innocence.
Exactly. Everybody, outside.
Outside, everyone. Let's go outside. Test number one is very easy. All you guys gotta do is hop the gate to prove your innocence.
Remember, the thief couldn't jump over the gate. So whoever can't jump over the gate is still a suspect. And whoever does jump over the gate is innocent. All right, come on, jump over the gate.
I know you guys can do this.
Yo, watch me hop. I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it.
Come on, y'all. Someone's got to be able to hop it.
All right, Mon. I know how to hop it, okay? Just copy. I think this
Yo, they're struggling.
Yo, you guys don't know how to hop this? Step back. Watch me. I'll get over this gate.
Security's going up.
Yo, he can't do that.
There's no way he doesn't.
Oh! Is he gonna get up?
Wait, somebody's actually jumping over.
Come on, Danny.
Let's go, you have to make it all the way over the gate.
Almost there.
Yo, security just hopped the gate.
Yo, he hopped it.
Told you I can hop that gate, bro.
All right, calm down. You've proven yourself innocent since you hopped the gate.
Told you it wasn't me.
Since the 12 of you couldn't hop the gate, you guys all still remain suspects.
No!
Follow me inside the house. There was 12 people that could not hop the gate like the thief, and I know one of these people stole our dog.
Well, it turns out security was innocent all along. Faran, who do you think is the thief?
Well, honestly, I don't know. My grandma was super suspicious. Why would she have treats inside of her purse?
Also, Nayeli was sus too. Why was she taking pictures of Gucci the whole night and posting it on her Instagram?
That was kind of weird. Well, anyways, we have more security footage to review, so let's just watch it.
All right, let's do it.
Wait, what is Faran and Ali doing?
You know, I don't know, but you know what's sus? You said it was security that took the dog.
Why is nobody accusing the security guard?
And he's been the only one innocent so far.
I thought it was security. It makes no sense.
Ella was trying to blame the security guard for stealing our dog. Was Ella trying to cover up for herself?
What are they doing?
Why are they hiding?
I have no idea. Wait, someone open the door. Wait, look who came out the door. That's actually one of the suspects.
And that means that that suspect could not have been the thief because they were in the same place at the same time.
So now, we gotta go tell this suspect that they're actually innocent.
Let's go, let's go. All right, after watching more surveillance footage, we've realized that one of you is also innocent.
Oh, hold on.
We saw somebody and the thief in the same exact shot.
Whoa.
Meaning that person is innocent.
Okay, of course. All right.
Show them who's innocent.
Everyone was so surprised to see the security footage that Faran was showing them.
Really?
The thief and Grandma were both in the security footage at the same time, which means Grandma could not have taken our dog.
Les dije que yo era inocente.
She said I told you I was innocent.
Okay, Grandma, I'm so sorry. You're innocent. You're free to go. You can leave. Damn it.
Okay.
All right, let's go watch some more security footage and find out who took our dog.
It has to be one of you guys.
So there's only 11 suspects left, so let's go back to watching security footage and find out who stole our dog.
Let's go.
The thief is right there.
They're running through our driveway.
Wait, they're walking up to the front door. They're trying to open the front door. They can't open it.
Okay, so if they can't open it, then how did they end up getting inside our house?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Wait. Did you guys see the picture that Ron showed us? The thief was wearing black shoes. You're wearing black shoes, and you're wearing black shoes. You're wearing black shoes. You're also wearing black shoes.
That is true. Yeah. That's the one.
Wait, they're walking around. They're looking around. The people looking around. Wait, what? Yo, hold on a sec.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, play that back. The thief slipped through inside the garage door.
Bro, that was honestly pretty impressive. That means that the thief is actually pretty athletic.
Oh, I have an idea. We'll make all the suspects slide under the garage door. And whoever can't slide under the garage door in one shot is innocent.
Okay. Honestly, most of your ideas are dumb, but this time, it's amazing.
All right, suspects, I will give you each $100 if you can slide through the garage door.
But you have to be able to do it in one try.
What?
Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
All right, remember, you gotta slide through, okay?
Okay!
And whoever is able to slide under the garage door, just like the thief, is still a suspect.
3, 2, 1, go! All right, next.
All right.
Go!
She did it!
Okay.
You're next.
I did!
Go, go, go!
Come on! Go!
Are you the thief? She got through.
I mean, she got through, but was it good enough?
It was good enough.
Okay, all right, let's go. Next.
Let's go. Go.
Go. Oh,
he was kind of too good.
That's true. He was really good at that.
Remember, anyone that can slide under the garage door is still a suspect.
Next, let's go.
Next.
Go on.
What you got?
Let's go. Oh my goodness.
Yo, he did that the same way that thief did it. I'm just saying.
Next, let's go.
What you got?
Oh my god.
What
is he doing?
No!
What is he doing?
Did you see what he did? That was terrible. He's definitely not the thief.
Come on, let's go.
What you got? Oh! That was good.
That was pretty techie.
What?
That techie means like good.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Next, let's go.
Oh! Did you see that? He slid perfectly, just like the thief did.
Your mom's next. Let's go.
Come on, Andrea. See what you got.
Let's go. Come on. You have to do it.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
All right. Oh, no way.
All right. We got one more.
Let's go.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, let's see what you got. By the way, you got black shoes on, huh?
The thief had black shoes.
Everyone wears black shoes. All right.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Bro. What?
That was not a slide.
Homeboy stopped to do a push-up.
He was going 25 miles an hour just to stop and crawl underneath.
And after watching everyone slide under the garage door, there were only two people that couldn't slide like the thief. And it was...
both of these guys. You guys are both proven innocent.
What?
All right, let's go watch some more security camera footage and find out which one of these guys stole our dog. After Farhan and I left, one of the suspects snuck away into a room all by herself, and you'll find out why very soon.
Wait, guys, are we missing someone?
Wait, where's Cameron?
Who's Cameron?
She was the girl standing right next to me, wearing the pink shirt.
Yeah, that's weird. She's probably up to something. We should go look for her.
Yeah, let's go find her.
So we have 9 suspects remaining. Farhan, do you have any idea who could have been the thief?
Bro, honestly, Gino's been acting pretty nervous lately. Almost as if he's trying to hide something. Oh, and Aaron, he took a lot of suspicious phone calls last night.
And not only that, Reese happens to have the same kind of shoes that the thief had last night. Just saying.
Good observation.
All right, let's keep watching the footage. What is the thief doing in the laundry room?
Wait, what are they doing?
I have no idea. They're opening the electrical panel.
What are they looking for?
No.
Oh my goodness. They just turned off the power.
That's what happened last night. Remember when I left the movie theater?
Yeah.
And it was dark?
Yes.
You guys, I was in the movie theater with Farhan when that happened. And then I walked out. And then this happened.
The thief is going to Gucci's bed. But Gucci's not there. So where was Gucci the whole time this is happening?
I have no idea. The thief is looking for Gucci everywhere.
Wait, oh my goodness.
This is the part I came out.
And you didn't see the thief, like, literally run right there.
It was dark.
Are you serious?
That's you? Yeah, I had to flash on my phone because it was dark. And the thief was hiding behind the couch.
Hello?
This is where I start to go back and forth, thinking that someone's in the house.
Why are the lights off? Maybe it's the breaker.
All right, this is where I turn the power back on.
Dude, I can't believe that you are in the same room right now as the thief and you don't see them.
No,
the thief hits so fast in the dark.
I know.
Wait. I have an idea on how to test the suspects to see which one is a thief.
Wait, what's the idea?
Follow me.
Wait, bro. Meanwhile, the suspects were all wondering what Cameron was doing all alone in the room.
Yo, the door's locked. He's probably in here.
Wait. Open it up. What are you doing there?
Very sus.
I was using the bathroom.
Wait, why would you lock this door and not the door inside the bathroom?
Yeah.
I didn't know which one to walk.
No, you look soft.
You're acting really weird.
Did you take the dog?
She looks very weird. I think she's gone.
It was time for Farhan and I to set up the next test to find out who stole our dog.
Don't drop it. Are you sure this is a good idea?
Yeah, it's gonna work. Trust me. Put it here. Put it.
What are you guys doing with my furniture?
Put it right there. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it.
All right, come on in, you guys. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
Wait. What? Wait.
Just wait until you see what we're about to have the suspect do.
Wait. One question. What are we doing here?
Yeah. What are we doing here? So we're gonna play a little game of hide and seek.
Stop. The rules are simple. My dad and I are gonna step out of the room, turn off the lights, and you guys have 1 minute to hide.
We set up this room to be identical to our living room. And once the lights are off, we will see who hides behind the couch just like the thief. And whoever does is still a suspect.
Wait, I don't even get why I'm here. I mean, it's so clearly you. You took the dog.
What? You crazy. Why am I gonna take my own dog? Wait a minute. What about you? Why is nobody suspecting him? I mean, you want to be Ross's twin so bad, I bet you would even take Ross's dog!
You guys ready?
Yeah!
Where do you think they're going to hide?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yo, I hear a lot of yelling. I think it's getting crazy in there.
30 seconds left!
Why'd you guys all come behind the couch? It was obviously my idea.
I picked this spot first. What are you talking about? What are you guys saying? I came here first.
I was definitely here first.
Guys, I really hope they don't find us. They won't. Trust me. The couch is always the best place to hide. What do you mean by that? What? Kind of sucks.
Time's up!
All right, let's go inside. Let's go.
All right. Whoever is not hiding behind the couch, stand up.
Come on up. The two of you have proven you're innocent.
I told you guys it wasn't me.
I said I was innocent.
You're good to go.
I hope you guys find out who took your dog.
Oh, we will. Everyone that's behind the couch, get up.
This is so annoying. What are we gonna do now?
Yeah, what was the point of this?
So the seven people that hid behind the couch are still suspects.
Why would you make us hide behind a couch?
Because the thief that took our dog also hid behind our couch.
No!
Hey!
Let's go watch some more security footage and find out who took our dog.
You guys, who do you think is the thief? Because we're kind of confused at this point.
I just want my dog back.
One of these seven people stole our dog. Who do you think it was?
All right, let's keep watching footage.
Where are they going?
Why are they going to the kitchen?
What are they doing?
I think the thief is lost, and they don't know where our dog Gucci is.
What are they doing going inside the pantry?
Oh my God, they're going for treats.
Well, that's honestly kind of smart.
The thief is desperate, so they're gonna get treats to try to find our dog Gucci.
Oh my goodness, they're grabbing a Coke.
Are you serious?
And they're drinking it.
In the middle of a robbery, you're grabbing Coke?
Are you serious? What else are they gonna grab?
Wow.
Oh my God. Yo, they just grabbed a blue bag of Doritos.
Yo, the thief just left their trash right there. Do you think it's still there?
I don't know, but I have an idea on how to test the suspects right now. We'll let the suspects pick out whatever items they want from the pantry. And if any of the suspects pick a Coke or a blue Doritos bag, then that means they can still be the thief. But if the suspects don't pick a Coke or a blue Doritos bag, then they're probably innocent.
Okay, guys, I did not want to do this, but I actually found out who stole the dog. It's you! Me? Yes, it's you, guys. When we were hiding behind the couch, she's like, I always like hiding behind the couch. It's the best place to hide.
The couch is always the best place to hide.
And then moments later, we found out that the thief was hiding behind the couch.
That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant.
Can
Can you confess, please? Because we are all tired of this. Are you just my dog, Gucci?
I did not steal your dog.
Guys, I just remembered something. Last night, I was supposed to hop on Fortnite with Dallas. And he completely just ghosted me. Maybe he was too busy stealing the dog.
Yeah.
I was tired when I got home. I just went to bed. It's not me.
All right, we got a new piece of evidence.
Okay, what is it?
So by any chance, you guys like snacks and drinks?
Yeah.
All right, the next test is simple. Each one of you has to go inside the pantry and just pick whatever drink and snacks you like.
Okay.
All right, here's your basket. Basket for you. Whatever you guys want.
I don't really see a challenge in this.
And once Farhan and I went inside the pantry, you wouldn't believe what we discovered. All right, before you guys go inside the pantry and pick out your items, we have a question. Did anyone happen to go inside the pantry today and clear out some items?
No.
I don't live here.
Yeah.
Okay. It was me.
What?
I'm always cleaning stuff around my house. That's normal.
But that on top of going to the grocery store last night?
Yeah, but I'm always cleaning. It's normal, guys. I live here. What?
Are you guys ready to go inside the pantry and pick out your favorite items?
Yeah, we're ready.
I think your mom is a little bit sus.
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree.
Let's keep an eye on her.
I'm on it.
All right, you're first up. Choose wisely. It's all free. Next up. Whatever you want to get, sweetheart. Next up. Whatever you want to get.
Looks familiar, huh?
Maybe because you were there last night.
Oh, I wasn't.
Okay. Next up. Whatever you want, it's on the house. All I want is my dog back. Next up, why are you so nervous?
I'm not nervous.
Hey, don't you want to get a drink?
Yes.
Next up, that pantry looks familiar, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You probably know where everything's at. And remember, anyone that picks the Coke and the Blue Doritos bag can easily be the thief. Last but not least.
Wow. Can I grab a drink as well?
Just grab whatever you want. Now, let's see who grabbed the Coke and Blue Doritos bag from the pantry. Now that you guys picked out your items, we're about to find out who took our dog.
All right, let's see what you got.
Fruit bar.
Okay.
Okay. What is that? What is that?
You got a Coke?
Coke is the best soda.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You also got Blue Doritos.
The only acceptable Doritos flavor.
You're still a suspect. Go over there, please. All right, let's see what you got. Skinny popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off strong.
Okay.
A fruit bar.
Look what else you got.
Oh, you as well. A Coke?
Hey, it's a classic.
You like Coke?
I do like Coke.
You also like these Doritos?
Yeah, I love them.
You're still a suspect. Come on.
Over there.
Why are you trying to cover your basket? Come on, open it up. We want to see what's inside.
What you got?
You got regular sea salt chips.
Okay.
Not a bad option.
Oh, you got a fruit bar. Blue colored Doritos? When's the last time you had these?
I have them basically every day. There's also a Coke to top it off.
Coke goes with every meal.
You ever drink Coke with Doritos together?
Yeah, I was going to do that right now.
You're still a suspect.
You know what's starting to be really suspicious? Do you think that he could have stolen our dog?
So why'd you clean up all the evidence last night?
Because you know that I'm always cleaning around the house.
Are you sure you didn't clean it up? Because you wanted to cover up your evidence?
Mm-hmm. No, I said I clean it up. It's normal. I always clean around the house.
Sea salt chips?
Yes, I'm very healthy.
Cheddar popcorn? Keeping it healthy with water, huh?
Yes, you know me.
But wait a second. Every time we have dinner together, she always orders a Coke. Is there any specific reason that you didn't get a Coke?
Just want to keep it healthy today.
Okay, give us 1 second. We have to talk. 1 second. Please, one second.
I'm a little bit suspicious about your mom.
Girl, I'm honestly suspicious, too.
Come on, guys, hurry up. I'm innocent.
All right, based on what you got, it seems that you're innocent.
I told you guys. I told everyone I'm innocent. They're the one. They're the thief. Bye.
Red Doritos bag?
Yeah, amazing, obviously.
But you also got blue Doritos bag.
What's wrong with blue Doritos?
Wait, hold on. Somebody opened this. You couldn't wait to have the blue Dorito bag?
I like them a lot.
Yeah, you like them a lot, huh?
Okay. Well, do you also like Coke?
Yeah, Coke is literally my favorite drink.
Okay, well, you know what? Based on the evidence, you're still a suspect.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's not me!
A lot of attitude.
You chose a Sprite and a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. You prefer these over a Coke?
I do, yeah. I get it all the time.
Red colored Dorito bag.
Yeah?
You couldn't find the blue one?
No, there's still some in there. I just prefer red.
Popcorn? All right, it seems like you're innocent.
Whew. I told you guys I didn't steal the dog.
All right, you're good to go.
Okay, but before I go, I think I know who stole your dog.
Who is it?
And he gave us some valuable information that can possibly help us find the thief.
You sure?
Sure.
All right, you're good to go. What's up, my man?
What's going on?
How's your day going?
Pretty good.
So where were you last night?
Okay, I was out late last night because I got a flat tire and I had to change it. That's it.
You got a flat tire, huh?
Yeah.
Very convenient. Blue Doritos bag and a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, my favorite addition. I love Coke. Cool Ranch is also really good.
You want some right now?
I would love some right now.
Well, I bet you had some last night, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been. I don't really remember.
My man, you're still a suspect.
Because of this?
Go over there, bro. Flat tire.
2 out of 7 people were proven innocent, but 5 still remain suspects. Which one could be the thief? So Dallas and your mom were proven innocent. But you know what? Your mom was acting pretty suspicious towards the end.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of weird that she picked up the trash from the thief.
You know what else was suspicious? I saw Gino and Nayeli off to the side having their own private conversations.
You know what's sus? You two have been going off in the corner, whispering, talking. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's personal.
What are you guys, dating or something? Planning this whole thing together?
No.
Wait, do you think they could have teamed up together to take our dog?
Well, I guess we have to find out. So let's see what the thief did next after leaving the pantry.
Yo, I think the thief is still trying to find our dog. And at this point, they're just wandering around the house.
What do you think Gucci was the whole time?
I don't know.
I think the thief wants to go upstairs.
Wait, what?
Yo, he's going fast. Wait. We gotta watch it back.
Why?
Just trust me. 1, 2, 3, 4. He ran up in 4 seconds. You know what that means?
Why does that matter?
Are you serious? You don't know what that means? That's gonna help us realize who the thief was. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make all the suspects run upstairs. Whoever runs it close to 4 seconds could be the thief.
Okay, not a bad idea. I'm gonna need all of you guys to run up our stairs.
Wait, why?
Whoever can run up my stairs the fastest will get $100.
Okay. All right,
follow me. Let's see who can run up the stairs the same speed the thief did.
First person, go!
Oh, he's fast.
Oh, he's really fast.
Stop. Wow, below 4 seconds.
He was pretty fast, just like the thief.
Next up, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, he's going.
Oh, he's fast as well. Oh, stop.
3.4 seconds?
Wow.
Hey, you're pretty fast. Have you run up those stairs before?
No, not these stairs. Yeah.
Kind of sus.
Next up, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
She's fast.
Pretty fast.
Stop.
4.1 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, huh?
No.
Especially for someone that drank Coke and ate some Doritos last night.
I didn't have Coke and Doritos last night.
Next up, are you ready to run?
No.
She doesn't want to do it. She's a little bit nervous.
Maybe she's dodging it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh,
She's going. All right, stop. 4.6 seconds. Last suspect. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You look nervous.
I'm not nervous.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my goodness. No. Oh my goodness.
She's slow.
She is so slow.
Are you?
What?
6.6 seconds?
Yes.
Hey, it's almost 6.7.
All right, right. You ruined it.
Can you come back down? Can we talk to you for a sec?
Yeah.
6.6 seconds.
Pretty good.
Are you always that slow?
I don't think it's that slow. I think you did pretty good.
I think you've proven your innocence, and you're free to go.
Thank you. I told you I didn't steal your dog.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, let's watch the rest of the security footage and find out which one of those four suspects stole our dog.
Why is the thief going inside of my room?
Well, he's looking for your dog.
Okay.
Our dog Gucci's not there. Where's our dog this whole time?
Bro, I don't know. What are they doing just chilling in my room?
Oh, they're getting a phone call.
Wait. Pause it.
Wait, why?
Zoom into it. Take a look at the thief's phone.
It looks like an iPhone.
What color is it?
Black.
It's a black phone.
Okay.
So now what we have to do is ask every single suspect to give us their phone so we can see what color it is. And if it's the color black, then that means they're still a suspect. But if it's a different color,
they're innocent.
Let's go.
Genius!
So it seems that we got some brand new evidence that we can use.
Yep.
So can you guys do me a favor and take out your phones?
Why?
Listen, all we want to do is see your phones. We promise we won't touch them.
But my phone is private.
Just take it out. We're not going to touch your phone. Just go ahead. Just show us your phones.
I want to go home.
You got a black phone?
Yeah.
You got a black phone, and he also has a black phone.
Seems like you got an orange phone.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty common. Am I in trouble? Do you think I'm the thief?
No, we think you're innocent.
Thank God! I've been trying to tell you! Just because I took a photo with Gucci, I'm now the thief? Yeah, no, I was innocent the entire time.
All right, go. Enough talking.
You're good. Don't worry.
Bye.
You're good.
Bye.
So the thief last night had a black phone, and the three of you have a black phone.
Well, yeah, I think black is one of the most common phone colors.
Yeah, definitely is.
I agree.
Okay, stop. Come here. We got more footage to review. Let's go.
Well, you know, since, like, my girlfriend's innocent and left, that means I'm innocent and I have to leave because we're a pair, we stick together, so I guess I gotta go, you know?
Yeah. Buddy, you're not going anywhere.
If I'm in this, you two are both in this also.
Now, we only have three suspects left.
What do you think it is? You think so?
I think so.
No, I think it's...
That's crazy.
All right, let's keep watching the footage.
Let's keep watching.
The thief just left your bedroom.
And now they're just wandering upstairs?
They're going towards the master bedroom.
Wait, Gucci's right there.
He was next to our master bedroom the whole time.
They just picked up Gucci.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, he's carrying Gucci all the way down the stairs, and Gucci's heavy.
Wait. How much does Gucci weigh?
Like 30 pounds.
Think about what we could do right now with the suspects to realize who the thief is.
What? No way. That's actually smart.
Told you. All right, suspects. Does anyone want to take a guess on how much our dog Gucci weighs?
I don't know, 25 pounds?
Maybe 27 pounds?
Obviously about 30 pounds.
He's right. Gucci does weigh 30 pounds, but how does he know that?
Why are you asking?
The three of you, come with us.
Oh my God.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trick the suspects by telling them that if they can carry the 30-pound medicine ball from one side of the room to the other, then they're innocent. But in reality, that makes them more suspicious.
All right, you guys, I know that one of you stole the dog.
All right, suspects, we got 30-pound medicine balls on the floor. To prove your innocence, all you got to do is carry that ball and make your way all the way down to where Andrea is. Grab your medicine balls. All right, so you guys grabbed those medicine balls pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's only 30 pounds.
All right, on the count of three, you guys are going to run all the way to my mom.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Oh my goodness.
What happened?
He struggled to carry 30 pounds. Hey, my man, can you come back here with the ball?
Yeah.
You're struggling with that ball.
Hey, honestly, I'm not that strong. I couldn't hold it for too long. Pretty heavy.
You know what? You're innocent.
you're free to go.
See, I told you guys!
If he can't carry that 30-pound ball,
that means he wasn't able to carry Gucci, which means he wasn't a thief.
All right. Well, the two of you are still suspects.
Are you kidding me? You said that if we ran across with these balls, that we would be innocent.
Yeah.
Well, we tricked you guys.
But now we have to figure out which one of them is a thief.
Yes, I know that one of them took the dog.
Well, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're down to only two suspects.
I'm Ella.
I'm Aaron.
And we're left with no choice but to do the unthinkable, the unexpected, to bring out the old-fashioned lie detector test. So that way, we're gonna know for sure
who stole our dog. Let's go. All right, you say you didn't take our dog, right?
I did not take your dog.
We have a lie detector test, and we're gonna realize the truth right now. And if you didn't take Gucci, then he must have took Gucci.
Then he must have taken Gucci. I did not take your dog.
What do you think, babe?
I think that it was hair, for sure.
Sure. Is it running?
It's running.
Okay. Did you take my
dog? Steal is the right word, not take.
Sorry. Did you steal my dog, Gucci?
Our dog, Gucci.
I didn't steal your dog.
Does that count, or do you want a yes or no?
Yes or no, please.
Did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No. She's telling the truth?
No, that cannot be possible. Can you check again?
Telling the truth.
Ella was innocent, which makes us think that Aaron stole our dog. But then, this happened.
Did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No, I didn't.
Telling the truth.
No, how is that possible?
Wait, how are they both telling the truth?
No, you need to check again. I don't think that your machine is working.
They're both telling the truth?
No, that's not true. I think that you're lying. Yes, I mean, you guys did it. You did it, for sure.
Why are you so defensive right now?
No, because someone stole my dog.
Relax, take it easy.
No, but she needs to check again.
She already checked like four times.
Yo, Faran, come here.
Come.
My mom is acting super suspicious. I mean, she even thought that the lie detector was lying. She's accusing everybody right now.
And the other two people are innocent.
So you know what we have to do? We're gonna have to put my mom on the lie detector.
You really think she stole the dog?
We're about to go find out.
Andrea did come home very late last night. She also cleaned up the evidence from the pantry. And she's been acting suspicious all day. Could it be that she was a thief all along? Well, I guess we're about to find out.
Andrea, can you please sit down?
Why? I already proved that I was innocent. What am I doing this?
You gotta take the test.
Why? No.
We're the ones asking the questions here. Sit down.
What do you think is gonna happen?
I have no idea.
I'm telling you, the person that stole the dog is one of them right there.
All right, sweetheart. It's just one simple question. And after you're innocent, I'll take you out to dinner.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
So, did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No, I didn't steal my dog, Gucci.
That was a lie.
No!
What?
Oh my God!
All right, listen, guys. I have something very important to show you. Follow me.
What?
Where are you going?
Wait, you'll see.
Why are you opening the front door?
All right, so.
Wait, what? Are you serious? Why does my grandma have Gucci?
All right, you guys. Actually, I'm the one that took our dog Gucci last night. Because I'm tired of you guys always pranking me, and I wanted to get payback. That's why I asked my mom to let me in through the side gate to make it look like the thief didn't have access to the house. What a genius, right?
That was not cool. That was not... Gucci, come here.
Hey, Bubba.
No, you stay with us. Mm-hmm. Come on, you stay with us. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. We out.
All right, so we're going to be secretly hiding in our son Faran's bedroom, and here's why.
The other day, we told our son that we're going on vacation, but then we overheard him saying this.
This weekend is going to be crazy. I'm going to be home alone.
And I know that means Faran is planning something suspicious while we're gone.
I think you're overreacting. Faran is mature.
No, babe, I'm so worried about this.
All right, to find out who's right, we're going to be building a secret room somewhere in our son's bedroom so we can spy on him for the whole entire day.
All right,
so this is our son Faran's bedroom, and right above is the attic. And I think that's the perfect place to set up a secret room. Look, there's even a vent. that we can use to spot our son while we're in the attic.
Are you crazy? How are we gonna get in the attic?
Oh, easy. We should make a hole in my son's closet. That way, we can get up in the attic.
What? Are you gonna break a hole in the ceiling? At least call a professional.
You're looking at a professional.
Ali, are you crazy? That's such a terrible idea.
I got this.
Hey, can you guys help me make a hole in my son's bedroom?
Our son, Farhan, was about to come home soon, so we hired a professional to get the job done as soon as possible. All right, we made the hole that leads to the attic. There's a lot of space up there to build this secret room. Now, we just gotta bring everything that we need to be comfortable up there before our son comes back home from school.
Are you sure that it's safe to go up there?
Yeah, it should be safe. Ladies first.
What a gentleman.
All right, babe, you go first.
Ah! Wait, I told you!
Just hold on tight, you got this.
Okay, okay.
Alright, go.
Oh, wow! Babe, this place is huge! Start bringing up this stuff!
Here, take the boxes! We gotta hurry up, go!
Bye! Faster!
Here!
Babe, what is this for?
Wait.
What happened?
I heard something.
Yo, Farhan is here.
What?
Oh my god, hurry up.
What do you mean Farhan is here? I told you.
Hurry, go. You guys, Farhan came home from school early, so we gotta hurry up.
Hurry up, you're too slow.
Oh, you guys, we're going up.
Careful.
Mom? Dad?
You guys, Farhan just got here, so we gotta close this hole.
There's a ladder.
I gotta bring the ladder up so he doesn't see any evidence.
We left for the weekend and we'll be back in 2 days. Be safe, Mom and Dad.
All right, you guys. We're gonna be spying on our son from up here.
We're home alone. Let's go.
We're gonna be watching everything he does through security footage and the vent right above his bedroom. But most importantly, he cannot realize that we're up here or our plan is over. And we'll never know if he's responsible enough to stay home alone the whole weekend.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's go, you guys. We are officially home alone. This is going to be the craziest weekend ever. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call my friends and tell them to come over.
You see, I told you guys he's already inviting some friends over.
There's nothing wrong with having some friends over and just chilling.
Yo, what's up? Are you down to do something crazy today? I'm home alone.
Yeah, bro, let's do it.
Wait. Who is that friend?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna need you to come over and bring the rest of the boys. All right, bet, I'll see you. Let's go!
Oh my gosh, how many friends is he bringing over?
Maybe like 1, 2, max 10.
What?
All right, so before my friends come over, I'm gonna have a snack because my mom is not here to tell me I can't have junk food. But what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna go into the pantry because all my mom has in there are healthy snacks. And I have my own secret little stack.
No.
So my mom has no idea that I have this secret stash and just wait till you see what's inside of it.
How come I didn't even know about the secret stash?
Don't jump to conclusions. It might be filled with all vegetables. You never know.
As I open this cabinet, it might look as if there's nothing there. But just wait. Once I remove these pans, now we have a whole stash of chips and drinks. Let's go!
No way. This whole time, he has a tons of junk food in the top kitchen cabinet?
Andrea was already mad. But what Farhan was gonna do next would make things even worse.
Let's go, you guys. I got chips, I got drinks, I got TV, and I'm home alone. What more could I possibly ask for?
Wait, is he taking junk food to my living room? He knows that he cannot do that.
I honestly never tried this favor. Oh my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
He has spilled soda all over my carpet and I just got it.
I mean, give him a chance. Maybe he can clean it up.
Dude, it's everywhere.
My whole carpet is red. That stain is never gonna come out.
Just trust him. He knows what to do in these moments.
All right, you guys. I think I actually have the perfect idea on how to cover up this mess.
You see? He's being responsible already. A solution is coming.
All right, Gucci, I'm gonna need you and your bed for this. So, come on, Gucci. Come on, Bubba.
Wait, what is he doing?
Just be patient.
If I put Gucci and his bed over the big mess,
Then my parents won't be able to notice it. Just check this out. There you go. This is perfect. It's almost as if nothing happened.
You see? He's got a solution.
Ali, this is not funny. That carpet was so expensive. Let me see.
Yo, did you guys hear that?
He heard the drop.
He heard that?
Yeah, he heard some noise.
If Farhan finds out that we're spying on him, our entire plan will be ruined.
You guys, I'm gonna go upstairs and check out what that noise was.
He's coming upstairs.
No, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, just stay quiet. Stay quiet.
You guys, I promise you I'm not crazy. I heard a noise coming from my bedroom. Hello?
Oh my god. We're literally right above him.
I know I heard something.
I'm scared.
As long as he doesn't hear us through the vent or see the hole that we made in the closet, we should be fine. Oh no, he's going for the closet.
Alright, you guys, maybe I was just tripping.
That was close.
But anyways, before my friends come, there's something I've always wanted to do.
Wait. What is he gonna do?
I have no idea.
All right, you guys, it's time to play human bowling. I've always wanted to launch myself down these stairs, so I'm gonna be making my own custom slide that's gonna launch me into the bowling pin. And then hopefully, I'll get a strike. Let's go.
Wait, is he building a slide on the stairs?
Oh, this is gonna be so epic.
Is that gonna be safe?
It's gonna be fun.
We made it to the top! If you guys think I'm gonna be able to get a strike, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Let's go. Wish me luck. Oh my gosh. Right here, I have my sled. So let's do this.
He's about to go down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's go. Let's do this. Don't be scared, Farhan. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Ah! Ah! Oh my god.
Oh.
All right, you guys. Looks like we did not get a strike. So that means we have to do it again. Ah! Oh my god. Ah!
Andrea was almost ready to go downstairs and stop Farhan, and things were only gonna get worse.
Hey, what's up, boys? What's up,
Farhan? Oh my goodness, he invited so many friends.
Babe, I gotta go pee right now.
Now?
Yeah, I've been holding it in for a while.
Why did they catch you?
Nah, no one's gonna catch me. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
Let's go. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let's go. Let's go.
I gotta pee.
All right, boys. We're home alone. What do you guys want to do first?
Dude, this is nice. I've never been here before. You gotta close your room.
You want a room tour?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's go upstairs. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Farhan is trying to take his friends to his bedroom, and Ali is in there. He's definitely gonna get caught.
I gotta pee.
Ali, hide! Go back to the closet!
All right, let's go.
I think I heard them. That they might be coming upstairs. I really gotta pee, though. Oh, my God, no. No. They're coming upstairs.
My room is over here. Come on, let's go. It's right here.
You guys, I can't go back to the attic right now, because if I go back up, it's going to make a lot of noise, and they're going to catch me in here. So I got to stay in here and be quiet.
Come on in. This is my room.
I hope that the kids don't go in the closet, otherwise they're going to catch Ali.
Yo!
What do you guys think?
Bro,
thank you guys. All right, listen.
Hopefully none of them come in the closet.
To start off the day, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes inside the house and do whatever we want.
What? They're not gonna be riding bikes inside my house.
Are we actually gonna do this?
Yes, bro. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you have a jacket I can borrow? It's looking kind of cold outside.
Bro, come on. You're family, bro. Go in the closet and grab whatever you want. It's cool. We'll meet you downstairs. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
No, please, no. Farhan and his friends are about to catch Ali in the closet. Where is Ali? Oh my gosh, babe! How did you get up here without getting caught?
Alright, here's what happened. So I was gonna get caught. So I climbed up the ladder quietly. I pulled the ladder all the way up. And then I closed the entrance before anyone could see me.
Whew, oh my god, that was close. Okay, let's see what the kids are doing now.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, let's go downstairs, boys.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting a phone call. It's super important. I have to go take this.
Yo, who is it?
Alright, it's this girl who might be coming over later. Alright, you guys go downstairs. I gotta take this phone call. Go.
Oh my gosh, I gotta take this phone call.
Wait. He's gonna have a girl coming over to my house? Who is this girl?
He said she might come over. It's not for sure.
Okay, so we need to listen to that conversation.
Hello? Yeah, I'm alone.
Why is he talking so quiet? Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
We need to hear what he's telling her.
I have a solution.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
All right, I have a special device that's gonna allow me to hear everything Farhan is saying through the vent.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
All right, the vent to Farhan's room is right over here. By the way, shout out to Timu for giving us all the cool gadgets to spot our son. All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead and do it. All
right.
Yeah, you could definitely still come over.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, he's inviting a girl over.
No, he cannot do that without my permission.
Oh, not until later?
This is crazy. I can hear everything. By the way, if you guys don't know, Timu is one of our favorite places to shop. We order from them all the time.
They're doing a special promotion right now where you can get $100 cash.
And search our code right here on the screen to get your $100 offer.
Okay, let me listen what Farhan is saying.
All right, here.
Yeah, you can bring some of your friends too.
I can't believe it.
What happened?
That girl is inviting more girls to our house. That means that there's going to be way more people here.
It's not the end of the world.
Just a reminder, a lot of the items that we use to build this super cool secret room are from Timu. We got this comfy sofa, a mini fridge, night vision goggles, and hidden cameras. You can even find popular branded items like the Meta Quest 3.
Let me listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? These items are already affordable. And with our discount code, you can get it for even cheaper.
Yeah.
Now I'm 100% sure that he's going to bring a lot of girls over to our house.
What's the big deal? I'm sure he's going to behave. Plus, Timu offers 2-day shipping, which means you'll get your items just in time to build your own secret room.
Okay, yeah, I have about a couple days planned for later.
Farhan said that he has a lot of cool things planned for later. What does that mean?
I don't know. Anyways, just download the Timu app, search our code, and get the $100 cash offer. And don't worry if you're not in the U.S. You can still get a $100 coupon bundle by clicking the link in the description.
All right, I'll see you.
Thanks again to Timu. Now, let's see what's going on with Farhan.
I'm really worried about what Farhan is going to do next.
All right, I guess we'll find out.
Bye.
All right, you guys, we got some very special guests coming over later. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes.
Yeah!
Come on. All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to go up the ramp, through the front door, and then ride around wherever you want inside the house because we're home alone.
Yeah!
Let's go. Come on.
I'm not going to let these boys ride bikes inside my house. I'm going to go downstairs and stop them.
Wait, you can't go down.
Why?
Because they're going to catch you. And then we'll never find out what Farhan was going to do home alone.
Hopefully, Farhan doesn't do anything too crazy throughout the day that makes Andrea go downstairs.
All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, we go up the ramp. All right, let's go. Hey, we made it inside. Let's go.
They're riding bikes inside the house.
Let's go.
You know what? They better not destroy anything. Otherwise, it's your fault for not letting me stop them.
Relax. They're professionals.
We're riding inside the house. Yo, don't crash.
You know what? They're crossing the line at this point.
Yeah, but you can't go downstairs or else you get caught.
No, but I have an idea. I'm going to call the neighbors. I'm going to tell them to come over and give the boys a noise complaint. And hopefully after that, they're going to calm down. Hi, Steve. This is an emergency. Can you help me out with something at the house?
All right, let's go. Everybody outside. Let's go outside. Let's go. Who wants to ride the bike into the pool?
I got it.
Wait, that kid is going to ride his bike in the pool?
No, he's not. He's just talking.
He said that he's going to do it.
All these kids be talking. He's not going to do it. Can you just trust me for once?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got you.
This guy's crazy.
And just watch that. Everybody get out the way.
Everybody get out the way. All right.
He's about to do it.
No, he's not. He's not. All right, bro. On the count of 3, you're going to go in the water. But just remember, make sure to be safe and land in the middle. You got it?
Yeah, right in the middle. I got you.
All right, ready?
He's doing it. He's doing it.
1, 2, 3. Go. Pedal. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh my God. I told you he was going to do it.
But thankfully, the neighbors were on their way to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Yo, shout out to my boy. I had no idea he was actually going to do that.
Oh, of course, bro. I got you.
The neighbors are here.
Oh, thank God.
All right, they're coming up.
front. I think someone's at the door.
At my door?
Yo, maybe it's the girls.
Yeah, no. But they're supposed to come later. But... I gotta go check. Come on.
Ooh, they're about to get in trouble.
Who is here? Hi, neighbors. What are you guys doing here?
We're all nervous, you guys.
We're hearing a lot of noise.
Yeah, if you guys have any idea how loud you're being right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just having fun, you know, just boys hang out, you know.
Why is your friend all wet?
Yeah, why is he wet?
He just took a shower. That's why. He was just taking a shower.
Yeah, guys! Yeah!
Are your parents here?
Oh, my parents.
Yeah, where are your parents?
I think they're at the movie theater right now watching a movie. No idea.
Well, actually, we're in the attic above your rooms.
Try and keep it down.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
We thought the neighbors would calm the boys down, but then this happened.
Yo, boys, I'm low-key kind of hungry right now. Do you guys want food?
Yeah, let's order some pizza.
Nah, bro, let's order some Taco Bell.
Let's order some McDonald's.
No. We're not going to order food. We're going to go through the drive-thru.
Wait, but we can't drive. We don't even have a car.
Bro, my dad's truck is outside, and your boy's going to drive it.
Oh, no, they're not taking my truck.
I told you they're getting out of control.
What?
Come on, I know you guys are down.
Yes.
I know you guys are down. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do now?
I have an idea. If I call Faron right now and offer to buy him food, maybe he won't leave.
You think that's going to work?
It's worth a try.
Okay.
Pick up.
Let's go. Wait. I'm getting a phone call.
Yo, from who?
Oh, my gosh. It's my dad.
Is he like coming back home or something?
Hold on, wait. Just, you guys be quiet. Yo.
Hey, Faron, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
What are you up to?
Just doing nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just doing nothing. It's fine.
Hey, are you hungry? I can order you some food.
No, we're good. I mean, I'm good. I'm not hungry. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh. That was a close one.
That was super close.
Now, we're going to take his truck to McDonald's. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
I have an idea. I'll be back.
Wait.
I'm stopping this.
What are you doing?
I have an idea. You'll find out.
They're going to attack you.
All right, let's go. All right, everybody in. Come on, get in. Okay, let's go. All right, we're in the Raptor.
Are you sure you don't even have your license yet?
Bro, I'm a professional driver.
But are you sure your parents are okay with this?
Bro, my parents are super chill.
What is Elite doing?
I got to stop this. All right, you guys. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn off all the power in the house. That way the front gate will not open and they can't leave in my truck. They can't outsmart me.
Okay, hold on. First, everybody, safety first. Put on your seatbelt.
Can you open the roof?
Yeah. Here, I got you. Let's open up the roof. Hey! We got the roof open. Perfect. Let's hear it. Hey! All right, let's go. We ready.
I got to hurry up before they leave. I got to drop the power. Hopefully I make it in time.
Let's go. Oh my gosh!
Turn it off. Power. 3, 2, 1.
Wait! What's happening? Ali!
Surprise!
Now we gotta open up the gate.
It takes a while, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just like not connecting.
Let's try it again.
I think it's like a malfunction. I think if I just keep clicking it, it'll open.
I don't think so.
Guys, the power went off. What's happening? Ali!
All right, the thief, it worked.
Okay, you guys stay in the car. 1 second.
It's not gonna work.
God, it's not working.
They're stuck at the front gate.
Woo!
All right now, I gotta go back in the attic without the boys catching me. Wish me luck. I'm getting old, y'all.
All right, honestly, you guys might be right. The power might be off. We gotta go check it out.
All right,
let's go, I guess.
Get back in the attic. Ooh. I love you guys so much, and never forget that anything is possible.
What happened?
So I turned off all the power in the house. That way they can't leave.
That was a great idea, but... what do you think the front's gonna do next?
Let's find out.
All right, you guys, so the power's off, so we have to go into the breaker room and try to see what's going on. Let's go.
Okay, right here. Listen, hold on.
I have no idea which one it is. Just point the flashlight.
This one's the garage.
Okay, that's the garage, so definitely not that one. This one. It has to be this one, right?
This isn't that right?
No. Does that work? Yeah!
The power's back on.
Thank God. But... I think the boys are up to something bad.
Yeah!
Honestly, you guys, I don't even want to drive anymore. Can we just order food? Like, what do you guys want?
What about some, like, pizza?
Yeah, pizza. I like pizza? That. I like that. But how about the world's largest pizza?
Yo!
Hey, that sounds good.
Why are they ordering a pizza that big? That pizza probably costs like $1,000.
I'm sure they got money to pay for it. There's five of them.
Hi, can I get one of your world's largest pizzas, please?
Any toppings?
Can I do pepperoni?
Yeah, when do you want it by?
As soon as possible. We're hungry.
It can be there in 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. See you.
Let's go!
Go, pizza! Yeah,
let's go!
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's bring it out. Oh my gosh, yo, this pizza is massive. Okay, wait, is this gonna fit through the door? There's no way that pizza's gonna fit through the front door.
How are they gonna bring it in then?
I don't know, let's find out.
Are we gonna angle it? Hold on,
I'll open this a bit.
Okay, yeah. A little bit more.
They're about to drop it.
They're gonna drop it.
Come on in! Push it through!
Oh my God.
Let's go! Let's go! We got the pizza, so let's go!
Let's see who's gonna pay.
Right there. This is perfect, right there. Yeah! Nice!
Hey guys, $550.
What do you mean?
Like 550 slices?
Yeah.
No, $550.
Wait, $550.
Yes.
Will the boys be able to pay for the pizza on their own?
I have some change.
I think I might have something too.
11. Okay, I got $1.46.
$6?
$14
more?
3 cents? Okay, so maybe we might not have enough money.
Oh my gosh, that's not enough money.
Wait, what are they gonna do now?
Bro, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Bro, I have an idea. Come on, you know I always have an idea.
Yo, they better find a way to pay for that pizza or that guy is gonna be mad.
I know exactly where my dad's credit card is. Come on!
What?
Oh no!
He better not touch my credit card. He's not touching it.
He is gonna do it.
He knows not to touch my credit card.
He's gonna do it, Ali.
Don't you think that's a little too much money to take out of your dad's credit card?
Yeah, what if he finds out?
Nah, he won't find out. We're good. Just you guys stay right here. I'll get you your money. You just stay.
Okay.
Faran, you're better than this. Do not pay with my credit card.
No. Payment first.
No. I'll give you $5 just to look at it.
No.
All right, you guys. This is my parents' bedroom, and if I remember correctly, I think my dad's credit card is inside of his nightstand.
Do not touch my credit card.
It's right there, it's right there. Now we can finally buy the pizza.
Trust me, you guys, my son is gonna reconsider, and he's not gonna use my credit card.
You guys, we're in the clear. I got the credit card, let's go! Okay, here, can I tap it?
Sure. Please decline. Decline.
It worked?
Yeah.
It worked? Let's go! Alright, now we can finally eat the pizza.
Alright.
I told you he was going to do it. I told you.
3, 2, 1. Oh my goodness! This thing is huge! Alright, wait. Before we eat, guys, let's make a shout out to my dad for paying for this pizza. Yeah!
Yo, Ron, what time are the girls coming over?
Oh, I think in 30 minutes. 30 minutes, yeah. So we got time. We got time. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Which girls is he bringing over?
I have no idea. We'll find out.
All right, you guys. So before the girls come, who's down to play some indoor soccer?
Wait, you trying to play soccer in the house?
Bro, yes. Come on. I know you guys are down. Let's go. Let's go play some indoor soccer. Let's go.
No. I always tell Farah not to play soccer inside the house. For sure, he's gonna break something.
No, you tell him not to play football in the house, not soccer. So maybe that's why he's confused.
All right, so I'm gonna put one goal right here and another goal all the way over there.
What about all this furniture?
Put it outside. Let's go. Everybody, grab him and put him outside. Let's go. Oh my gosh.
All right, set it out right there.
Wait, are you sure your mom's not gonna care?
No, my mom is super nice. She wouldn't care. Let's go.
I can't believe they're putting my furniture outside. What if it gets damaged?
Turn. Nice.
And Faran was about to do something nobody could expect.
We're not going to play with any regular ball.
Do you guys want to play with the very special ball?
What do you mean? Very special ball.
Just follow me. Come here.
Okay.
Come here. Check this out.
Look at this ball.
Bro, is that a signed Ronaldo ball?
No. You better not touch my Cristiano Ronaldo signed soccer ball.
But isn't that thing, like, super expensive?
Yeah, but, like, if you think about it, a soccer ball is a soccer ball, and soccer balls are meant to play soccer with, so why not just play soccer with it?
Let's play soccer!
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
hold on.
I'm almost considering going down myself and stopping him and his friends.
Let's go, we got it!
Take it.
They took the sign ball, and I'm sorry to tell you, but they're gonna play with it.
You know what, you guys? I'm gonna go downstairs and stop all of this.
Okay, go, go. I told you that he's not responsible enough to be home alone.
If I leave now, it proves that Andrea was right and that Farhan is not responsible enough to stay home alone.
You know what? We'll give him another chance.
He's gonna redeem himself. Mm-hmm. Come on, Farhan. Make your dad proud. And don't ruin that Cy Ronaldo ball.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah! No! Shoot it!
They broke the TV, I told you!
Alright, maybe it's still fixable, you guys. Maybe the TV is not fully damaged.
That's not fixable, Ali!
No, my TV. Oh my goodness, yo. Yo, move the goal. Oh my goodness! Oh my god!
Do you think that TV is fixable?
Oh, you know what we have to do? We gotta throw it in the pool.
In the pool? What's he gonna do in the pool?
We gotta destroy the evidence. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
That's a terrible idea!
Okay, I'll get the evidence.
Come on.
Farhan, don't do it, please.
Alright, we got rid of the evidence.
Wait.
Guys, come here. I just realized. The girls are gonna be here any minute now, and this place is a mess. So we gotta start cleaning up.
Alright, let's go.
Clean everything up.
The furniture! Okay, go. Put it back exactly where it was.
Alright, the girls are here. Bring them in. Let's go.
Alright, let's go.
Andrea was so mad that Farhan invited girls without asking. She just might go downstairs and put a stop to this.
Hey, come in. All right, ladies, welcome to the crib. We have pizza. You guys like pizza?
No.
No? Okay, yeah, me neither. It's fine. What about we play soccer? I love soccer. Do you guys want to play soccer?
I play my soccer.
What?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay, no, forget soccer. You're right.
Wait, what happened to the TV? What's
that? No, I have no idea what happened to the TV, honestly.
You're in your house, you don't know.
He broke it!
Oh my god! No! How about we start off the night by going on a super fun slide?
Yeah! Yeah!
Let's go! Alright, we got this! Oh my god!
And then Farhan did something that shocked us.
He's inviting that girl to his bedroom?
Wait, it's not that big of a deal.
It is.
Wait, it's quiet. We don't want them to hear us.
Wow. This is such a cool room.
Thank you. I actually have something really cool to show you. Come sit down.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Look at this.
No way.
What are they looking at on his phone?
Honestly, I can't see from here.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. How did you find this?
You know what? I'm going to peek through the vent in his bedroom. That way I can see what he's looking at.
No, that's a bad idea. Come back. You guys, she's about to peek through the vent right above Farhan's bedroom while he's down there. Don't be loud.
And you wouldn't believe what Farhan was showing the girl on his phone.
There we go. Look at this one. This one's even better.
What? That's crazy. That's so funny.
What do you think about this? Oh my god.
Did you see what they were looking at?
Yes.
Oh, what was it?
They were making fun of my TikToks.
Was I in the TikToks?
Yes.
They were making fun of them?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Alright, you know what? Let's go back with the rest of the group. I have one last crazy idea.
Wait, what?
I have an amazing idea.
Wait, what is it?
Just follow me to my mom's closet. Just come. Let's go. Okay. I have just one thing to show you guys. Come on.
Why is he taking the girls to my closet?
Listen, there must be a good reason why. Let's find out.
Come on. Welcome to my mom's closet. Each one of you guys gets one item of my mom's.
For real?
Yes.
What's the bag?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Girls, wait.
That's my favorite purse.
Not all of you can have one purse.
I just want a purse.
Yeah, I want one.
Okay, wait. How about we give you this purse?
He better not be giving away my purses to those girls. Otherwise, I'm gonna go downstairs and stop everything.
If you girls follow me, come here, come here, come here. You can pick any of these purses right here.
Any?
Pick any of them.
Oh,
any
God,
of them. Only one for each one of you guys.
Okay.
You want that one? Do you like that one? That baby blue one? That one's really nice. Okay, go, go, go. You got that one.
It's just purses, all right?
You know what? I'm gonna go to my closet and put an end to this. That's it.
Wait, don't go.
Okay, I like that one. Yes, of course you get to keep it.
What are you gonna do?
You'll see what I'm going to do.
Wait, Andrea, wait.
You guys, Andrea's going downstairs. This is not gonna end well.
Andrea, wait! Wait for me!
We're gonna take a selfie, okay? Put up, hold up your purse, let's go! Yes, you guys got purses! Oh my goodness.
Look, Frog in a person.
Wait, look, there's
so many. I made it.
Wait, what?
Thank you so much.
I love you.
Wait, but he gave it to us.
And you guys need to leave the house right now. Right now.
Y'all gotta leave. Sorry.
And what Farhan was about to tell us will shock you.
Why'd you do all this?
All right, let me tell you the truth. Earlier when I was home alone, I heard a loud noise.
Hello?
So I went upstairs to check it out. I went into my room, and I went into my closet. And when I went into my closet, I noticed a massive hole in the ceiling that was never there before. So I knew you guys were inside of there, and I kept doing mischievous things that I knew would get you guys riled up and make you guys come out of there.
I told you that that was a bad idea.
I told you.
Guys,
that doesn't matter. Stay royalty, we out. Peace.
You guys, 2 days ago, our 15-year-old son, Farhan, got pulled over while driving with his permit. And here's what happened.
I think you're getting pulled over.
Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh.
You were switching lanes without a blinker. It's pretty dangerous, man.
Officer, I'm so sorry. He's learning how to drive.
I'm sorry.
Luckily, Farhan just got a warning.
So today, I'm going to be testing him with five of the hardest cars to drive.
And if he gets pulled over again and get a ticket this time, we will not let him get his driver license when he turns 16.
All right, Farhan, are you ready to drive the first car?
Honestly, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited, so let's do it.
And if you pass every challenge with every car, I'm going to let you drive your dream car at the very end.
What? All right, what is it?
You're going to have to wait and find out.
Bring out car number one. Bring it in. Bring it in.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. There she is.
What? Dude, what is this?
This is the smallest drivable car.
This thing is so small. What am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, you're about to find out what the first challenge is. Go ahead. Go inside. Make yourself comfortable.
All right, you know what? I'm going to check it out. Oh, my goodness. Dude, this thing is tiny. This is horrible.
How do you feel?
I feel claustrophobic in here. I didn't even know they made cars this small.
All right, are you ready for your first challenge?
All right, give it to me.
For challenge number one, you're going to have to learn how to drive while being distracted.
Distracted?
You have to get to this location in 5 minutes. Here are the directions. Please pay attention.
I only have 5 minutes?
Yep.
Wait, what did you mean by me being distracted?
I'm glad you asked. You gotta drive with one of the most annoying people probably in the world.
Come on out!
No!
What?
No.
This is the smallest car I have ever seen.
No. Like a clown car? There are going to be a bunch of clowns.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to distract him so much.
I don't know if he's going to be able to pass this challenge.
Let's not waste time. We got 5 minutes. Let's go.
All right, go.
Good luck.
Put it in drive first.
Okay, all right.
Have you ever been in a car before? Oh, my gosh.
Back up already.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible start.
To the right.
Can you back up straight?
To the left.
You need to focus.
I'm good.
Why is he going so fast?
Oh, my God.
I'm good. What?
Stop.
Guys, that's a bad start.
We got 5 minutes. Let's go.
So the first direction says to take a left at the first street light. All right, I'm taking a left.
I knew a shortcut. Okay, if you want to get there in under 5 minutes, you need to turn right.
Turn right?
Turn right.
Oh, my gosh. What is Farhan doing?
He needs to turn left, not right.
I don't know if I should turn right. I don't know if I should trust you. Plus, I'd rather just listen to the directions.
Got a rule follower here.
Just let me do me driving.
Last time I try to help you. Listen, you know, but I'm
no.
Well,
Okay, Ferran made the right choice.
I'm good. We're just...
Green!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Okay. All right, I'm making a left.
So now that it's just us in the car, I was hoping that you could talk to me about if you have any corrections or anything.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god. Girls have to be all over.
Stop.
Why are we talking about this right now?
You're distracting me. I want to focus on driving. I have to make sure I know where I'm going. Stop talking. Okay?
No problem.
Do you think Farah's gonna make it to his destination on time?
I'm not sure. This babysitter is so annoying.
Oh my god! What is that? What are you doing? Alright, stop!
Will you tell me not to stop?
So you decided to bring out a
flu. Come on, Farah, hurry up! You don't have much time left!
Alright. Oh my god! Listen, I have to take a right at the next stop sign and you're distracting me!
Right, you sure it's not left?
No, it's right!
How much more time does he have?
He has 3 minutes left!
Oh boy.
This is the stop sign. I'm gonna take a right. It's perfect. Oh my gosh, what is that?
No!
Did you fart?
No!
Did you fart? Ew!
Farted! Did you miss your turn?
Oh my gosh, I was supposed to turn left!
We're running out of time! You're not gonna make it in time now!
Ferran just missed the turn!
Now he has to turn around, and that's gonna waste a lot of his time!
This is 100% your fault!
That's not my fault! I had beans earlier, okay? You cannot blame me for that!
Oh my gosh, it's fine! We're moving on to the next thing. Turn right before the yellow school sign. Where is the school sign?
Is that it?
No, it's not that.
Are
that's not it.
Oh, did I see it?
It's right here. Okay.
Wait.
It's left.
It's turned
right before the school sign.
So you said left.
No, so I'm taking a right. I'm following the direction. We're good.
How much more time does Ferran have?
He only has 2 minutes left.
Next direction says take a left at the end of the street.
No, you've got to listen to me. It's got to be a right.
A right?
I'm serious.
But it just told me to go
left. You only have 2 minutes, Ferran. You've got to go to the right. I can almost see your destination.
I'm trusting you.
Wait, Ferran went the wrong way.
What is he doing?
What? Okay.
Wait a second.
Now, what?
I think we were supposed to go left.
Why would you do that to me? You're wasting time.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. Okay, next direction. Turn left at the stop sign. There's a stop sign right here. I'm turning left.
Hold on.
There's a car. Oh, no.
What is Ferran doing?
He doesn't know if he should go or let the other...